Corey Mahaffey, president of the Moberly Area Economic Development Corporation, joins us, and today we're talking about what's the Heritage Hills Golf Course. I know the city has put out some information about potentially looking at options moving forward with the course and Orscheln properties. How valuable is the course to the community?
Yeah, so the golf course is very valuable, Bob, to the community for lots of different reasons. I mean, obviously there's the quality of life issue for citizens who enjoy playing golf, and you know, I have family members or friends or other folks that visit the community that enjoy playing golf. I mean, there are opportunities for stay and play packages for some of our hotels and other businesses in the area. It's also very important for our nonprofit 501c3 groups who regularly have tournaments out there, fundraising tournaments at the facility. Obviously, our school districts use it for their golf teams, cross country, those types of events. And our employers, obviously, it's a big thing for those businesses that are already here and those that we're looking to recruit to the area. It helps them understand from a quality of life perspective that they can both attract and retain good quality employees. And so it's an important part of the community, no doubt.
How about Orscheln Properties and what they have meant to the course and the community here?
Yeah, you know, every time I see Bob or Barry, I do thank them for this investment. You know, they didn't have to do this. This isn't their core business. But once again, you know, they stepped up to the plate to do something that the community needed. And, you know, we know that that's not necessarily been a money-making venture for them. In fact, it's been quite the opposite. And so I greatly appreciate that, the investment that they've made and their family continue to make in the community. And so we're hopeful, obviously, that we can figure out something between the city and Orscheln's that makes sense to be able to continue the operations of the golf course long term.
I know some business owners, some community leaders are going to be getting together in the next week and a half or so. How important are those meetings?
Yeah, so we've invited a number of business leaders in the community, business owners in the community, to a meeting on October 17th just to get some feedback from people, frankly, about how important the golf course is to the community. That's one of the questions that's been raised, obviously, in these discussions is, you know, where is golf generally with the public these days? Are more or less people playing golf? Are there things that can be done to make the golf course more attractive to people in the area? And just how important is it to the business leaders in the community? Do they see that as an asset that we need to continue to have or not? And so whichever way those answers come out, that'll be feedback that the city council particularly needs when they're looking at this potential relationship moving forward.
How important is the golf course to economic development?
Yeah, it's critical for us. Pretty much every RFI that we get, request for information that we get from companies always ask, you know, do you have a golf course? They ask some information about the golf course. You know, they ask about a lot of other things. They ask about pools and they ask about hunting and lots of things. But that's really what we touched on earlier is they want to know that we have a quality of life here that helps them attract and retain good quality employees. And so the golf course is an important part of that.
I was about to say, you know your job a lot better than I do, but when you get those requests for information, how important, say, is the hospital, the school system, and the golf course, and do they go in that order?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, education and workforce are number one, always, and so we always spend a lot of time talking about the school district and about MACC and some of our other partners in the area, and of course, the hospital's a big part of that as well, and we talk a little bit about the clinics in the area and the surgery centers and lots of different things that are involved in the medical community. And then, of course, obviously, what we typically come down to as well is quality of life. And we talk about the YMCA and we talk about lots of different things, the Chamber of Commerce and Main Street Moberly and downtown Moberly and some of our other communities. But one of the things that does come to the forefront in is a specific question in many of those RFIs is, do you have a golf course and information about that?
All right, so where do we go moving forward then after this meeting?
Yeah, so I think this meeting, as I said, depending on what information we gather from the public, particularly from the business owners in the community as to how important the golf course is to their operations long term, will help the council make some decisions that they need to make. And I think we'll be looking for input, but we will also be looking for some buy-in from the community too. If the golf course is important, we feel like perhaps we need to hear that from the community, but also if it's important, it would be nice to see some local buy-in from the community as well in terms of support of the golf course long term. And so some of those things will be discussed at that meeting, and depending on what that feedback and input is from the community, I think then the council will have the information they need to make some decisions.
All right, Corey Mahaffey, president of MAEDC, he's joined us today on Quicksand this morning.